Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today, we will be joined by Michelle Morris of Tutor Doctor. Today's show is brought to you by Social Joey, brand journalists, and Intrepid Direct. Intrepid Direct is able to bundle all required coverages, including property, liability, hired and non-owned auto, owned auto, work comp, umbrella, and EPL into one monthly payment. Intrepid is a direct provider with A-plus rated coverage no agent or broker can access. Intrepid's licensed franchise experts will review your quote and provide excellent service. You'll save 20% by cutting out the middleman. See why thousands of franchise locations have switched to Intrepid Direct. Get a fast quote now at intrepiddirect.com/social geek. Okay, Michelle Morris is the senior marketing specialist at Tutor Doctor. She recently shared Tutor Doctor's story at IFA's Marketing Innovation and Technology Conference, MITCON. I loved her presentation, and I thought she would be great to have here on Social Geek. So welcome, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Jack. Thank you for having me.
I want to hear all about some content marketing things that you're doing and some trends you're seeing. But first, give us a little bit about your background, please.
Yeah, sure. So I've sort of been with Tutor Doctor for about 5 years now in the marketing team. I actually started out as a marketing intern with them. I was doing an international business degree at university in the UK. Because it's international, I needed to do a year abroad. So I ended up spending 6 months in Toronto with the team out there. And the rest is history, I guess. I've been with them ever since. And I moved out to Toronto a couple of years ago permanently to join them out there. And really my focus and my passion within my role is all around social content strategy, communications, and then also a lot of training of our franchisees, whether that's writing up how-to guides or training our new franchisees coming into the system. So that's kind of a bit of a background on me there.
Excellent. So you're doing the content marketing and lots of other digital marketing things with Tutor Doctor. Let's start there. What types of content are getting the best engagement for you these days?
Yeah, so we sort of started really honing in on our content a couple of years ago. We've had a blog for a good few years now, but our big focus is all around infographics, video content, and continuing with our blog as well. And, you know, we see different types of content perform differently on different platforms. So on social, specifically Facebook, where we heavily focus our strategy, especially locally with our franchisees, we find that infographics and videos hands down get the highest engagement. And our infographics also do very well on Pinterest. What's interesting in terms of engagement is we've not really seen that there is any sort of topics that do better than others. Generally, the majority of our topics they all do pretty well. And then for our blogs, they do very well from an organic standpoint. So anywhere from 60 to 75% of our traffic to our blogs is organic search.
How many infographics versus videos or other type of content are you typically doing? Is it like a ratio of maybe half infographics, half videos, or are there other things mixed in there too?
Yeah, so we do a weekly blog, and that's three blogs that we manage because we're in so many different countries. So we've got our UK, North America, and Australian blogs. Okay. And then for the infographics and videos, we do around two infographics and two videos a month. So it's kind of one per week going out.
I find the infographics still to be so interesting because it takes some time and preparation, right? Like I see a lot of people who can whip their phone out and do a quick video and put it up, and that's great. We absolutely want people to do more video, but that does not take the time that you need to put in on an infographic and the resources. Any thoughts on what a typical good infographic, good meaning you're getting a lot of great engagement out of it. Like, what kind of time typically goes into one infographic?
So that's really interesting you say that, actually, because I find it's the opposite way around for us. I find the video is actually a little bit more time consuming than the infographics.
Oh, so, really? Tell me about that then. So let's talk time on videos versus infographics.
Yeah. So, and the thing is that the majority of the videos that we do and a lot of what we do in our content strategy is a lot of repurposing of content.
Okay.
That's really important. Otherwise, I think you can get a bit overwhelmed by what on earth you're supposed to be writing about or producing. Yeah. But for our infographics, it tends to be, and I'm always on the lookout of, you know, we analyze our content quite a lot. And for me personally, I built out a dashboard in Data Studio so I could measure the specific stats to see what was performing and how it was performing. And that's kind of the bedrock then of what we base other content off of. So if we're seeing certain blog posts are doing well, we'll repurpose that into an infographic. And it's just shortening the content. And we have an incredible graphic designer that we work with who knows our brand kind of inside out. And we just send that over to her. She sends it back. We might have a few tweaks. And if not, then it's pretty much ready to go. So that's it's quite a simple process now that we've got into with that.
Wow. It sounds like you have a secret weapon there with that graphic designer on your team.
She is one of the best, I have to say.
And so are you seeing infographics still growing? Let's talk sort of trend wise. Are they still doing the same as they were maybe a year or two ago, or maybe they're doing better?
I'd say they're probably doing the same. It depends on the topic. Some will gain more traction than others. We had one last year that went completely viral on a franchisee's Facebook page, and it's sort of peppered all over the internet now. And sometimes you'll suddenly see one that you posted a few months ago pick up an engagement all of a sudden. But no, I think the beauty with infographics for us as well is it's such a resource for parents and teachers because we're in the education industry. They act as really great resources. You know, we've had franchisees reach out to us and say, hey, a teacher wants to blow this up as a poster and put it in their classroom. And I mean, that's just the magic right there.
Yeah. So that's an award winner right there. Success,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when you're working with graphic designer, other people on your team, tell me a little bit about that process and how far in advance are you guys planning all of this content and how do you collaborate with multiple people? Before we get to the franchisees, just at the brand level for this content creation.
Yeah. So what we actually do is, and we've just started planning for 2020 now, is we build out a content calendar for the entire year, and that goes week by week. So that starts off with, we have a lot of franchisees who have a lot of ideas. So we ask them for ideas. We as a marketing team sit down and for a few hours and just kind of thrash around with different ideas as well. And then we plan out that entire content calendar. And we also collaborate with, you know, our bloggers, and we also look online for trends and look at past content to see how different topics have performed to sort of put that together. And then in terms of the kind of going through the year, once you've got that plan, it's really easy to then be flexible with it. We wouldn't be able to execute on all of the different pieces of content because we're also quite a small team. So we wouldn't be able to do that without being organized with a calendar like that. And then we work with, we've got three bloggers that we work with, a graphic designer, as well as some freelancers to help out with the video content. But the big thing about it is just being super organized and having that plan so you can then execute on it consistently.
I find that interesting that having a plan and having everything, you know, planned out well in advance on a calendar actually allows you more flexibility, because if you know you have certain pieces of content coming up in certain weeks, you can actually make some changes. But if you're running too far behind, you actually don't have as much flexibility, and you can't really pivot to something else that comes up.
Exactly. And that's the whole point. You know, if we're very much busy with other projects, we know that the content machine is still going to be running in the background. Mm-hmm. But then if we do have new ideas pop up, or something happens, or there's a trend coming out, we're able to, like you said, pivot on it much more quickly because we already have the rest of the content planned out. And that calendar is shared with all of the people that we work with. It's shared with our franchisees so they know what's coming. It just makes sure that everything is organized and continues to run, because the biggest thing with content is consistency. You're not just going to put out one infographic one day and that's it. You have to continually be putting out content. And I just can't imagine any other way of doing that other than having a plan.
Yeah, there are a lot of franchise brands that do that, though, and they'll put out one infographic or maybe two, and they'll come back and say, you know what, we didn't get much engagement there. Those don't work. Right.
We've been running this sort of, when we really ramped up with this is our third content calendar that we'll be building out now. Wow. So it's been 2 years of consistent content going out, and it takes some time. It's like a marathon. It does take some time to see the results and the engagement, but it does happen. You just have to be consistent with it.
And the franchisees are involved in this process too. Tell me about that. Are they contributing? Are they creating local content, or is this more of a system where you're creating content for the franchisees?
Yeah, so I think it's definitely more that we're creating the content for them, but we absolutely involve them in the process of that in terms of, so we actually just recently put out a form to them saying, share your ideas. What topic ideas do you have? And they know that they're more than welcome to email us throughout the year if they see anything that they would like to have produced. So we can then get that. And, you know, we talked about having that plan. We can adjust the content plan a little bit with that. And there's that saying that two heads are better than one. Well, in our case, it's 300 heads are better than one.
Right, right.
Right? So they're in the business. They're dealing with their clients and tutors directly. They have a huge amount of knowledge and expertise in this. So it would be foolish for us to not involve them in that process. So we always welcome their ideas and their suggestions. And then, you know, we've had a few franchisees write some blog posts and things like that themselves. We launched a podcast earlier this year where we've had franchisees on that, because, you know, they are experts in what they do. So, they are absolutely involved in creating that content. And then from a local standpoint, you know, their local content, especially on social, mm-hmm. is really important. So we provide a lot of training and kind of how-tos and guidance on how they can curate that content, whether that's, you know, even just down to photos in their local community and running different contests and things like that through Facebook. That's the kind of local activity that happens.
Tell me about that training. Is this something that you do over webinars? Do you do videos? Any sort of interaction with the franchisees on how they can do good local content?
Yeah, so it's a part of our in-class training for our new franchisees. We focus on sort of local social. And then we have a whole knowledge base filled with articles, whether that's videos in those articles, how-to guides, all of that type of thing. And the thing is, what's really fascinating is a lot of this innovation comes from our franchisees. So a lot of what we do is we take what, you know, one franchisee has done and we turn it into either a step-by-step guide or a resource for the rest of the network. So again, it's a lot of innovation in what's happening in our franchise community. And then we will do webinars and things like that as well. We recently ran a three-part sort of local Instagram series for our franchisees And then obviously those are recorded and stored in our knowledge base as well, so they can access those on an ongoing basis as well.
I would imagine for who I assume is your target audience or the franchisee's target customers, I would assume Instagram is becoming more and more important every week. Are you seeing great success so far with local things happening on Instagram from the franchisees?
Yeah, it's Instagram is so interesting because it's such a different platform. I mean, every social platform is different, but Instagram is so different because it's all visual and you can't include links to kind of blog posts and that type of thing. So it was interesting for us to kind of think of, well, how can we don't want to add too much on our franchisees because they are so busy and running their businesses as well, but how can they get the most out of it? And Instagram's got a unique thing to it where it really engages local communities and it's got that kind of reach. So that's where our franchisees are really seeing success, you know, being able to build different business partnerships and showcasing that and connecting in different ways. So we are, for those franchisees that are using it, we're definitely seeing success there in terms of being able to engage more with their communities.
Yeah, it can be quite a chore for a franchisee simply because you can't just, like on Facebook, take a link from the local news source or a local blog or a local newspaper and just share that. You actually have to put a little planning into it as far as what we want this visual to look like. Are we going to do video? And you know, it's not nearly as simple as Facebook when it comes to, you know, copy and paste and share.
Yeah. And then you add in sort of hashtags to that, and videos can only be a minute long, or you have to go into IGTV. Stories are added to that as well. Yeah. So it becomes quite a big thing. But that's why we wanted to do the training series. And you know, we positioned it as it's not a mandatory platform to be on. And honestly, if someone's uncomfortable being on Instagram and doing it well, or not being able to do it as well and being consistent, then our message is, well, don't go on it then.
Right. Focus, don't force it, right?
Yeah. But if you're comfortable with it, you understand it, you can use it, and you can integrate it into running your business, then great, do it. And here are the resources to do it.
Excellent. So tell me, if someone was taking over the content marketing duties at a franchise brand right now, what kind of advice would you give that person to get them started off on the right foot?
Big question. So the first thing I'd say is start small. Don't try and do everything at once. Content can be extremely overwhelming when you're kind of starting from zero or you need to sort of build it up. So I would start out with blogs and do kind of what we've talked about. Start building out a calendar, use franchisees to help you build out that calendar. And get those blogs going consistently. Make sure that consistency is happening. And then once you've actually got those blogs, then you've got those as your kind of foundation where you can repurpose that content into other types of content. It would be really tough, I think, to start trying to do all of the different types of content in one go.
Yeah.
And that's where you would fall into, you'd probably just stop doing it because it became too much and you wouldn't see the engagement straight away. So kind of getting into that rhythm. An example of repurposing content, we a few years ago, we published a book called The Academic Success Formula. And this was a book written by franchisees. And what we were able to do with that book, not only is it a fantastic content piece and resource for the clients that we bring on, but for content marketing, we have all sorts of different topics in this book that we then repurposed into blog posts, into podcasts. You know, we interviewed the authors of the different chapters. So we could take this one piece of content and just repurpose it into different formats to kind of reach more people. So that's why I would say kind of start small with a blog first and get that going. And then you can build on the other pieces to that as well.
Yeah. And back to sort of the beginning of our conversation, I love that idea of building infographics out of a blog you've already done, or maybe making a video version of a blog that you did whenever in the past. I think everyone talks about repurposing, but I don't think a lot of brands are doing it well. And it sounds like you really have that down to a science.
Yeah, it just makes it so much easier. And you talked about video there. That's how we do video. I know for myself, if I kind of take a step back and look at how I engage with content on social, how I get my news is often from a video with text on it. Why? Yes. I don't know. Yeah. But
because
that's
it's
how I
easy
get it.
And it's right there, right?
Right. Yeah. And I'm a millennial, so that's kind of right down my street. So we kind of took that concept, and that's how we build out our video content, because it's kind of easily digestible as opposed to clicking through to a blog and reading through all of that. And then the other kind of tip I would have is organization and deadline setting. So we talked a lot about this content calendar, but one thing that is really important for me is that every person that I work with to curate this content knows what the deadlines are. So our bloggers that we work with, we work with three of them. They all know that on every 2 weeks on a Wednesday, their blog posts need to be uploaded into our Google Drive, ready for me to proof. And then in my calendar, I have an hour set every 2 weeks on a Wednesday to proof all of the blog posts at once. So then it becomes this kind of easy rhythm that's just part of our routine, and make sure that everything is happening as it should. And what's really important then with that consistency is that not only that your content is going out as it should and you're executing on it as it should, but that also builds trust with your franchisees. So our franchisees know that every week a blog post is posted, every week a video or an infographic is released, and at the end of each month, their social media post is scheduled for the next month. And that's just a consistent thing that they know happens. And that builds a lot of trust with your franchisees as well.
You know, it's like any other part of franchising. Have a program, keep it consistent. Everyone follows the program and is rowing in the same direction, and it works. So,
exactly.
Well done on that. And one final thought too, people talk about content calendars all the time, but what I'm hearing you say, the most important part of the calendar is not when something's going to be published, it's when something is due and it needs to be created and approved and maybe edited.
Yeah. So I think, our calendar kind of lays out when by week when things are going out. Mm-hmm. But then I and with my team, we all kind of are now just in this normal rhythm of when things have to be completed by. And a lot of that, to be honest, is now to do with, because we schedule social content onto our franchisees' local Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. All of that content for that month has to be ready sort of 2 weeks prior to that. So that's how that's kind of set out now for that process. So it's kind of this rhythm that our whole team has got into.
Excellent. Anything new happening at Tudor Doctor that you can share, or maybe any big plans for 2020 coming up?
I think no huge plans, but especially in the content space, when it comes to video, I think that's going to sort of become more and more important. So for us, it's going to be looking at how we can diversify and really get more out of our video content and do more with it. And also focusing on how we can enhance our content to help generate more conversations online. So not just looking at engagement in terms of likes and shares, but how we can get conversations going online with that as well.
All right. And we'll keep the conversation going with some contact information for Michelle in just a couple of minutes here. But first, a quick note. The IFA's Emerging Franchisor Conference is happening November 19th through the 21st in Nashville. You can check it out at franchise.org right now. And also, if you're going to be there, one of my favorite agencies in franchising will be joining you there. It's Brand Journalists. I've known these guys for about 10 years now, and they've become one of the most experienced and successful franchise development marketing firms in the industry. They've grown over 170 franchise brands. They've helped franchise dev pros recruit over 10,000 franchise owners, and they know what works. Great storytelling on websites and social, and really great targeted digital marketing. So if you need help growing an emerging brand or resurrecting a legacy brand or just creating some kind of breakthrough, talk to Brand Journalists. They'll do a free audit of your website and your development marketing. Check them out at brandjournalists, that's with an S.com. And if you're joining me at IFA's Emerging Franchisor Conference in Nashville, plan on spending a little time to get to know Brand Journalists. Michelle Morris of Tutor Doctor, if our listeners have any more questions or they want to connect with you, where's the best place where they can find you?
So either on LinkedIn or email me directly at mmorris@tutordoctor.com.
Excellent. And we will have links there on the socialgeekradio.com website as well. Michelle, thanks so much for joining me today. And thanks for all of the great content marketing ideas.
Thank you so much, Jack.
And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2019, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.